Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 14th of January. Got to learn a look at the camera. This is all new, as you'll see now. You've got me there. You've got a spreadsheet up. And obviously, listening to the audio, you haven't got any of that. You'll need to go and watch the sheet. I'm going to run through some Saturday football with you shortly. Just sort of talking a little bit, some of the tools I use and how I approach it, see if we can find anything. The first thing you will notice, particularly if you watch Thursday to today, and Andy, Richmond, Scott, if you're watching today, you've had Zooms with me this morning. The first thing you'll notice is a marked change in the Barnet. Little Black Friday offering of Sam's clipped my hair for about, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years, I want to say. I've absolute idea. Blade's getting a little bit blunt. Black Friday on Amazon, new clippers. Dive straight in this morning. She's basically taken the lot off. She didn't have the guard on. Didn't have the guard in the right place or whatever. And rather than just doing a little bit, she just seemed straight up the back and she went, well, I've started now. So I've lost the Clooney-esque. I'm now Jason Statham for the next, till it grows back to them, for the next month. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Jason Statham. Right, as I say, this is all new to me using this stuff. I'm planning to do some live trading, streaming, all sorts. It's all completely new to me. Sort of how I want to spend my time is doing more of this and more live trading with people so they can basically copy me is pretty much what I want to do. But thank you for the comments from the other day. Very, very much appreciated. I think people like the format. As I say, they will only get better. I'm going to make many cock-ups over the coming month, I'm sure, or so, until I completely get used to it. I am going to go up and see Chris and have a couple of sessions with him and see how he uses all this, but I am completely winging it. I'm a doer. See, I can't sit. There'd be people who sit and would get their studio perfectly sterile and whatever and set before they recorded anything. I learn by doing, so I dive straight in, do it. If I make a mistake, I make a mistake, and that's it. And, you know, no one's going to die. What else have we got? I don't know. Let's get straight into this, shall we? Right. So this, you'll see it says at the top here, FTS Advanced Pre-Match Sheet. So this will be basically what we're aiming to make available to people. I'll just run you through it. So it's just got all today's games on. It's not a fantastic program. English Championship, English League One. The football's coming back, but just how the fixtures have fallen. Obviously, we've got the big Manchester derby. Both sides green. You haven't seen that for Man United for a long while. Could be a cracking game kicking off shortly. And then you've obviously got the Championship figures, League One. Not leagues I get massively involved in, but we are going to look at the Championship today. Pointless football. Spain, bit of Segunda, bit of Belgium later on. Dutch, yes, it's not bad, but just as the numbers have worked out today, it's not a great day for me. There's not a massive amount of good Poisson numbers that have popped up on our models. But we basically have got all the games. We've then got all the form analysis, home and away, and the green. We've then got our predicted top three score lines. Here, based on the Poisson model, we've got two Poisson models running. So you can see from column AC, it's a six-game model which generates our goals and our predicted goals and our match XGs. And then we convert that into odds here from column AK, where we've got the first half on 0.5 odds there and the home drawn away 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, and both teams to score. So there are odds from our model on the six-game model. We then compare that to the Betfair prices, and that gives us value numbers, very similar to those if you've got Ultimate. And then we do exactly the same, but on a longer-term model. So this is why you've got NAs, a few more NAs, because we haven't got enough games to qualify on this model, so we can't generate numbers. So this is our season model next to each other. And basically, we're just repeating what we do in the six-game model, and then we get some odds based on the season model and again season value, and then we have got the odds as they stood at 7 o'clock in the morning. So we've got all the odds, and if you do change an odd, so for example, home there is 2.54, the value is minus 802. If I change those, let's say that team drifted to 2.9, you'll see that my value changes as well. So whilst we produce it at 7 in the morning, I can change the odds through the day, and you know, as things move in the games I'm interested in, and check the value. So we basically got all that, all the markets in one sheet, right up to the first half over over 1.5. We've got 0.5 both teams to score, all the goals markets and the match odds market. So that's all very well. What can we do with it? Well, I know in the Championship a particular angle that I like, so I'm going to show that to you now. This is one of the tools for analysing it, and basically what I've said is I want to look at value in the first half goal market. I could pick the 1.5, 2.5, look at any of them, but I want value in the first half goal market, and I want it based on our season model, so the six-game model or the full-season model. So I want it based on a full-season model, and I want it to be between 0 and 15, and I'm going to include all the odds brackets. You'll see then there's a table below. Let me make that a little bit bigger. You'll see then there's a table below that gives us the returns based on, this is basically a database here of what I've just shown you, but with all the match results and returns, and all the markets going back to 2020. So basically what I've got here is a full database of our pre-match sheet. So I've got stuff I can build systems with. I've got my mega table, which enables me to analyze it. We have got, because we've built this ourselves from the beginning again, from 2020, we've got over 21,000 matches. We've got over 99.5% prices and accuracy. All the results are accurate, 100%, but we've got 99.5% of the prices. The only time we haven't got a price is if Betfair didn't have it. So for all those markets, we've got over 99.5% of the prices. And on the end of the database sheet, we've also got the half-time stuff at the end. So we've got the half-time CSs and half-time CS prices. We again have got over 99% of those. And we've got the half-time two ahead. That's a bet I've talked about that I like. So I had that built in for me. We've got about 16,000 of the 20,000 games there, because Alistair's only been collecting it since I asked him to get it and use it. So we didn't have those for the early part of the data, but we've got them now. And going forward, as we collect this stuff, because we're doing everything in-house, we will always have it unless the exchange is down. And like I said, for match odds, we've got about 26, 27 games, you know, out of 20,000 missing prices. And that is purely when Betfair was down. They haven't actually been as bad, I think, 2017-18. Those of us remember the 3 o'clock kickoffs, everything going pear-shaped. Right, so basically this mega table is just looking at all that data. And if I change any numbers in here, so let's say I wanted to look at 10 to 15. If you see here, you've got 14-87, 20-94. When I press enter, that changes at 16-41, 22-46, 11-25-12. So where we've got first half goal value in the Championship on the based on the full model between 10 and 15, looking at all the odds, in the Championship, we've got fantastic returns. So if I click the first half goal, let's click the 2.5 as an example. I can click that cell and tell me how's that come arrived at. And it tells me that there's 107 games there. I would have made 22 points profit back in all those 107 games where my model in the first half goal market showed 10 to 15% value. And if I'd backed over 2.5 in every single one of those games, obviously over 2.5 could be handy if you get a first half goal, I'd have placed 107 bets and I'd have won 22 points profit. And I'd have had, it would have been 107 bets across all these. I'd have won 16 if I'd done 1.5. I'd have won 11 if I'd done a first half goal, 25 if I'd done 1.5 first half goal. So again, I can click the first half goal just to show you and click info. 107 bets, 11.32. So always going to be 107. But let's just change that back to zero for the course of today. So we've got, changed it back to zero. Obviously, we've now got 31 points in the first half goal, but 1.5 has gone down. Pretty similar. And obviously, we're going to have more bets because we've widened our value margin. I hope you're staying with me so far. So I'm going to go to my pre-match sheet for today. I'm going to go to the top. I'm only interested in the Championship. I'm looking at those first half goal value columns. So I'm going to go to the Championship there. I'm going to fizz across the sheet now, and obviously it's quite a wide sheet. I'm ignoring the six-game model. I'm going to my season model, and I'm going to go to the first half goal value column, and I'm going to say, excuse me, can I have between 0 and 15, please? There in my season model, and you can see there now I have got six games there that have got first half goal value today on the season model between 0 and 15. So that is over here, as you can see all those are. So we saw on my, when I changed my mega table between 10 and 15, if we just wanted to have one go today, if I change it to 10 and 15, you can see we've got really strong numbers in the championship. Go to my sheet here. We have only got one game between 10 and 15, which is the first game there between Bristol City and Birmingham. So at 3 o'clock, if we wanted just to have one bet, really focus in on a game, we could say, right, that's the one. If we look at the markets, then you've got it profitable in every single goal market, every single one. This is the back side up here. And then when we change there, you'll see the lay side. So I could say, right, I'm going to start off, or perhaps I'm going to back over 2.5 at the start of the game, drip that in. Let's just have a check on the price of over 2.5 in Bristol City. We can go to the end and see what the price was at 7 o'clock. Obviously, it would be updating through the day, but over 2.5, 2.3. So I could back that game and say, right, I'm going to drip in over 2.5 or back it straight from the front. It's a nice price pre-kickoff. If I hadn't got a goal by, say, half an hour, so there's nothing to trade at that minute, you perhaps could then have a little dabble in the first half goal market, which is going to be really small, low price. So you could lay 0.5 first half goals, lay that, and you've got yourself a nice little position. If you get a first half goal, you've won that, and you'd be then in a position to trade your 2.5 as well. If you lose the first half goal, it hasn't cost you a fortune, and hopefully you'll still be, you could go into the 1.5 at half time if you wanted to, or you could go in, you know, leave your 2.5 and see what happens. So there's many ways you can trade them, and I think the two elements to that are obviously the analysis and the way to trade, and hopefully we can share more of that with you. I'm going to widen it back out again because I'm going to look at, right, I want to actually maybe get involved in a few games. So I'm going to go 0 to 15. And now that brings all these six games into play. And I'm just looking at these odds here. They're all pretty good, all over 2.3, bar the bottom game here, which was the Sheffield United game. Sheffield United flying high, one of my dark horses at the start of the season in the anti-post to come up. And where was I going to, by the way, I'm not going to do this every single week. It's, as you can see, it's quite time consuming, but I just thought we'd have a little play with the stuff this morning. But I will do more podcasts like this, but I can't do them all. So we've gone the naught to value. This game is 208. What I'm going to do now is I can show you another little trick on the heat map generator. So let's just look. We can see what the first half XGs are for this, for the season model. So what are we actually predicting goal-wise? So this is our first half XG total. So everything is predicting more than a goal in the first half. Quite a very difference, just predicting 106 goals in that one to 2.17 in the second game. So that's the third game is Luton, predicting 106 to 2.17 in Hull versus Huddersfield. Again, remember, these are predictive models. I'm not telling you that is exactly what's going to happen. But based on the season model, that's the numbers that we're getting. So I'm going to go to my new tool here. And I can run all these filters. I can see what happens when we've got this sort of XG here. So I do want the season first half XG. I can just turn that one off because I'm just going to look at only that one. So I can click no. So I'm now saying, right, okay, I've got a season first half XG. We know we make profit with the value. Now, what about the season XG? So I'll set it at 101. If I put 100, it include everything. No, we're not got a model that's going to predict 100 goals. And the market we're going to have a fizz at. Let's have a look at the 2.5 market and go, right, can you just run the 2.5 market? Now, basically, what this is doing is looking at exactly the same database. So this is doing exactly the same process on the same database. It's looking at the whole database going, where have we got a season first half XG between 101 and 100, and what happens in the 2.5 goal market for that. So just to show you, that's the data sheet that it's looking at there at the back, exactly the same. But it produces that analysis for me. Again, I'm going to make that bigger for you. I'm just going to have a sip of coffee. And we're interested in the championship. So you can see the championship is here. So up to 2.2, it loses 9.51 points in the championship. Over 2.2, it wins 20 points. So this is back in over 2.5 goals when I've got a match season XG. First half goal prediction greater than one. I'm just going to click report and have a look at what that looks like. And all these tools we're looking to make available to you guys, so you can do exactly the same as I'm doing. I just thought I'd have a little, I had a little spare 10, 15 minutes before the football kicked off that I will run this for you. And you can see now we've got, this is the report. So we would have had 289 goals, 20%. 20 points, so again, about 8%, but only looking between 2.2, 2 and 3. So you can see it goes down a bit at the start, and then it's been a steady climb, still through the summer, drop down in August, and then we're back on another little steady climb. So you're always going to see these ups and downs with this sort of stuff. All the monthly breakdowns actually took, obviously this is COVID period, took a while to get in profit, but then it's been profitable going up ever since, and you've got all your bets listed, every single bet that would fall into that. Now, of course, I can control that by just trading these games. You can bet them outright. This is your approach. But I'm going to go back to my sheet here and say we basically forged from looking at that, that betting around the two mark is hard work. So I'm just going to say I don't want the 208 in there. So I'm going to take that out. And that leaves me with five games now. So I've now got five games that I know profit with value. I know they profit based on the XG number. And Bristol City, Hull, Luton, Middlesbrough, Reading, you could back them. You know, it's just, as a cluster of games, that's where I would look to make a profit across the cluster. Back over 2.5 goals, perhaps back a late first half goal, perhaps back 1.5. I'd have it up on BetAngel. I'd have all the... So I could see my green or red across the lot, and I would be trading to control that position. So, for example, if I got a couple of games that went two up quickly and I can control them for a nice win and I can close the others out for a tiny loss and make a profit overall, that's what I would do. I hope some of you find this interesting. I have absolutely no idea whether it makes any sense to anybody. Obviously, I've used this stuff for years, but we're getting all this. You know, one of the reasons we're trying to get all this into a format that you guys can use, and obviously you'll need the education to use it around, but hopefully that has made some sense. So basically what I've done, I've got the day sheet of the fixtures. I've got a database of all the past fixtures. I've looked at the Poisson numbers. I've looked at value, where we've got value in our Poisson model price, of 0 to 15 in the first half goal market based on our season model. I know that performs strongly in the championship there, so I know it performs strongly in this league. I've then gone and said, right, that's fine. What about the XG number for that game for the half time, and what about the performance of that in odds brackets? Okay, it actually does better at bigger prices, 2.2 and above, than it does underneath that. So what games have I got that have got an XG greater than one, that are value 0 to 15 and that are priced over 2.2? That's what I've basically boiled it down to. And then how you play those is up to you. As I said, if you wanted to go the value 10 to 15 and just have one game, you've got the Bristol City Birmingham game. That's it. I'll be back in the week talking more nonsense. Hopefully you found this useful, and have a great weekend and Saturday. I won't be about tomorrow, but I'll be back sometime midweek.